Esta es la lección 3 de Pimsleur, Inglés 3.
Listen to this conversation.
Good evening. I'm Charles Johnson.
Pleased to meet you. My name is Sofia Robles.
Where are you from, Sofia?
I'm from Mexico, from Morelia. And you?
I'm from Boston.
Oh, really? I was in Boston last January, and it was very cold. It snowed a lot, too.
Yes, it often snows there in January. Did you like Boston?
Yes, I did, but I'd rather go there in the summer.
Listen again.
Good evening. I'm Charles Johnson.
Pleased to meet you. My name is Sofia Robles.
Where are you from, Sofia?
I'm from Mexico, from Morelia. And you?
I'm from Boston.
Oh, really? I was in Boston last January, and it was very cold. It snowed a lot, too.
Yes, it often snows there in January. Did you like Boston?
Yes, I did, but I'd rather go there in the summer.
Suponga que está en Estados Unidos y que se encuentra con un conocido. Él lo invita a su casa. ¿Cómo dice? Venga a cenar.
Come for dinner.
Usted va, pero llega un poco tarde. ¿Cómo se disculpa?
I'm sorry I'm late.
Él dice de manera informal, está bien.
That's okay. That's okay.
Más tarde, levanta su copa de vino y dice, salud.
Cheers. Cheers.
Now you're with an acquaintance.
Un conocido.
An acquaintance.
Usted estuvo en Washington, D.C. hace poco tiempo. Entonces dice, he aquí unas fotos.
Here are some pictures. Pictures. Some pictures. Here are some pictures.
He aquí unas fotos de Washington.
Here are some pictures of Washington.
Try to say,
me gustaría mostrarle las fotos.
I'd like to show you the pictures. I'd like to show you the pictures.
Ahora, he aquí cómo se dice, me gustaría mostrárselas a usted.
Listen and repeat.
I'd like to show them to you. To you. Show them. Show them to you. I'd like to show them to you.
Say,
me gustaría mostrárselas a usted.
I'd like to show them to you.
He asks,
usted fue ahí en enero, ¿verdad?
You went there in January, didn't you?
Conteste brevemente que sí.
Yes, I did.
Try to ask,
¿cómo estuvo el tiempo?
How was the weather? Was. How was the weather?
Answer,
no muy agradable.
Not very nice.
Nevó un poco.
It snowed a little. It snowed a little.
Y llovió mucho.
And it rained a lot. It rained a lot.
He says,
in Washington.
In Washington.
Nunca nieva mucho, literalmente, muy mucho.
It never snows very much. It never snows very much.
Now say,
he aquí las fotos.
Here are the pictures.
Me gustaría mostrárselas a usted.
I'd like to show them to you. I'd like to show them to you.
Mientras le enseña las fotos, le pregunta, ¿cómo es el tiempo allí?
How's the weather there?
¿En verano?
In the summer. Summer. In the summer.
He says,
hace bastante calor.
It's pretty hot.
Your acquaintance is from Florida. Your acquaintance is from Florida. He says,
Florida es muy caluroso en verano.
Florida's very hot in the summer.
Y nunca hace mucho frío.
And it's never very cold. It's never very cold.
Casi nunca.
Listen and repeat.
Almost never. Almost. Most. All. Almost. Almost never.
Say,
casi.
Almost.
Try to say,
casi nunca nieva.
It almost never snows. It almost never snows.
Y en verano, hace mucho calor.
And in the summer, it's very hot.
Ahora, quiere decir que va a la Ciudad de México el mes próximo. He aquí como se dice mes.
Listen and repeat.
Month. Month. Month.
Try to say
el mes próximo, literalmente próximo mes.
Next month. Next month.
He says,
voy a la Ciudad de México el mes próximo.
I'm going to Mexico City next month.
Tell him that you live in Mexico City.
I live in Mexico City.
Say that you have some pictures of Mexico City.
I have some pictures of Mexico City.
Try to say,
se las puedo mostrar, o puedo mostrárselas.
I can show them to you. I can show them to you.
Si quiere.
Listen and repeat.
If you'd like. Like. If you'd like.
Aunque quiere significa
want.
En inglés es un poco más cortés decir
if you'd like.
Diga otra vez, puedo mostrárselas.
I can show them to you.
Si quiere.
If you'd like. I can show them to you if you'd like.
Hay una muchacha en una de las fotos. Señalándola, usted dice, esta es mi hija.
This is my daughter.
Está estudiando inglés.
She's studying English. Studying. She's studying English.
El mes próximo.
Next month. Next month.
Viene a Estados Unidos.
She's coming to the United States.
Now you're speaking with a colleague. He says,
Es casi mediodía.
It's almost noon. It's almost noon.
¿En dónde quiere almorzar? En inglés, en casi siempre se omite.
Where do you want to have lunch? Where do you want to have lunch?
Sugiera, ¿por qué no comemos en Rosa Mexicano?
Rosa Mexicano.
Why don't we eat at Rosa Mexicano?
He says,
De acuerdo, podemos ir allí.
Okay, we can go there. We can go there.
Si quiere.
If you'd like. If you'd like. We can go there if you'd like.
Now he asks,
¿En dónde está Rosa Mexicano?
Where is Rosa Mexicano? Where is Rosa Mexicano?
Say that it's at 1063 First Avenue.
It's at 1063 First Avenue.
Pero no sé.
But I don't know.
Say that you don't know where First Avenue is.
I don't know where First Avenue is.
He says,
Puedo mostrársela.
I can show it to you. I can show it to you.
En el mapa.
On the map. I can show it to you on the map.
Podemos llegar ahí en autobús.
We can get there by bus.
Ahora están en el restaurante. ¿Qué podría decir usted al levantar su copa?
Cheers. Cheers.
Ahora, suponga que hay una reunión en la casa de un colega, pero usted llega un poco tarde. Dígale a su anfitrión, siento estar retrasado.
I'm sorry I'm late.
He asks,
¿Vino en taxi?
Did you come by taxi?
Say,
No, vine en autobús.
No, I came by bus.
Y el autobús estaba retrasado.
And the bus was late.
Listen.
That's all right. It doesn't matter.
Pocos minutos después, usted habla con un conocido. Diga, tengo unas fotos de mi familia.
I have some pictures of my family.
Se las puedo mostrar.
I can show them to you.
Si quiere.
If you'd like. If you'd like.
Try to say.
Sí, por favor. Muéstremelas.
Yes, please show them to me. To me. Show them. Show them to me. Yes, show them to me, please.
Say,
he aquí las fotos.
Here are the pictures.
Señalando una de las fotos, usted dice, esta es mi hija, Ana.
This is my daughter, Anna.
Está estudiando inglés.
She's studying English. She's studying English.
He asks,
¿cuántos años tiene ahora?
How old is she now?
Say,
tiene casi 20.
She's almost 20.
Pregunta con sorpresa. ¿Usted tiene una hija de 20 años?
You have a 20-year-old daughter?
Answer.
Sí, y el mes próximo.
Yes, and next month. Next month.
Viene a Nueva York.
She's coming to New York.
Su conocido sabe que usted es de la Ciudad de México. Por eso le pregunta, ¿se crió usted en la Ciudad de México? ¿Se crió usted?
Listen and repeat.
Did you grow up? Grow up. Up. Grow. Grow. Grow up. Did you grow up?
Ask again.
¿Se crió usted?
Did you grow up?
Now ask.
¿Se crió usted en la Ciudad de México?
Did you grow up in Mexico City?
En Estados Unidos, no es raro preguntarle a alguien en dónde se crió, ya que los norteamericanos tienden a cambiar de sitio de residencia más frecuentemente que los habitantes de México. ¿Cómo le pregunta a usted si se crió en la Ciudad de México?
Did you grow up in Mexico City?
Conteste brevemente que no.
No, I didn't.
Me crié.
Listen and repeat.
I grew up. Grew. Grew up. I grew up.
Try to say.
Me crié en Puebla.
I grew up in Puebla.
Ask.
¿Y usted?
And you?
¿Dónde se crió?
Where did you grow up? Where did you grow up?
He answers.
Me crié en San Francisco.
I grew up in San Francisco. I grew up in San Francisco.
Pero ahora vivo en Florida.
But now I live in Florida.
Ask if it ever snows in Florida.
Does it ever snow in Florida? Does it ever snow in Florida?
He says,
casi nunca.
Almost never. Almost never.
Pero el año pasado nevó un poco.
But last year it snowed a little. Last year it snowed a little.
Y llovió mucho.
And it rained a lot.
En verano hace mucho calor.
In the summer, it's very hot.
No me gusta Florida.
I don't like Florida.
En verano.
In the summer.
Say,
el año pasado, en la Ciudad de México,
last year in Mexico City,
llovió mucho también.
It rained a lot too.
Ahora, usted quiere decirle que su esposo es maestro.
Listen and repeat.
My husband is a teacher. Teacher. Teach. Teacher. A teacher. My husband is a teacher.
Por lo general,
teacher
se refiere a un maestro de escuela primaria o superior. Diga, mi esposo es maestro. Literalmente, un maestro.
My husband is a teacher.
Él es mexicano.
He's Mexican.
Pero se crió.
But he grew up. He grew up.
Se crió en Estados Unidos.
He grew up in the United States.
Dice con tono de pregunta, ¿su esposo es maestro?
Your husband is a teacher?
Conteste brevemente que sí.
Yes, he is.
Say that you have a picture of him.
I have a picture of him. A picture of him?
Say.
Se la puedo mostrar, si quiere.
I can show it to you, if you'd like.
He says.
Sí, por favor. Muéstremela.
Yes, please show it to me. Show it to me.
Diga otra vez que su esposo es maestro.
My husband is a teacher.
He asks,
¿dónde se crió él?
Where did he grow up? Where did he grow up?
En Estados Unidos, en Filadelfia.
In the United States, in Philadelphia.
Pero yo me crié en Puebla.
But I grew up in Puebla.
Ahora, suponga que usted está en una cena y que está platicando con una persona. Cuando usted le dice que es de la Ciudad de México, él dice, "De veras, mi hija está estudiando ahí."
Really? My daughter's studying there.
Fui a la Ciudad de México el mes pasado.
I went to Mexico City last month. Last month.
Ask,
¿cómo estuvo el tiempo?
How was the weather?
Estuvo muy agradable.
It was very nice.
Now ask him what he does.
What do you do? What do you do?
He answers,
Yo soy maestro.
I'm a teacher.
Now he asks,
¿Viene usted a Estados Unidos muy frecuentemente?
Do you come to the United States very often? Do you come very often?
Say that yes, you often come here with your husband.
Yes, I often come here with my husband.
Try to say,
Ambos vinimos aquí en enero.
We both came here in January. We came. We both came. We both came here in January.
Ahora, él levanta su copa de vino y dice, Salud.
Cheers. Cheers.
Este es el final de la lección 3. Este es el final de la lección de hoy. Mañana, cuando usted esté listo para la nueva lección, empiece en la pista número 2.